Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Wednesday, and that means it's time for our weekly check-in with the world of sports. And joining us to do so is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Meghna.
Think we should talk about baseball
a little bit? Absolutely. A little bit of baseball going on.
So let's talk about the World Series. Game one last night between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago Cubs. Cubs? Wow, I'm actually saying that. They're in the World Series. Between them, a combined 174-year World Series drought, and the Indians take game one 6-0. So your thoughts on game one. What are we seeing here?
Hey, Meghna, it's okay. It's a seven-game series.
That was my very bad Harry Carey impersonation.
Okay.
It's a seven-game series. What can I say? I talked to my brother-in-law, who is a lifelong Cubs fan, on the phone last night, and he said, don't worry. They win game two. They go back to Chicago. Got three games there. It'll be all right. So I'm gonna assume that he's correct.
Okay. Well, let's...
Even though it certainly didn't look that way last night.
No.
Oh, boy. That was overwhelming. That was a clinic.
I have to say that since we're in Boston, let's just ignore Cleveland and Chicago for a second and still make it all about us, because we've got some tape from after last night's game. This is Indians manager and former Red Sox manager Terry Francona lavishing praise on Cubs president and former Red Sox GM Theo Epstein.
Oh my goodness. Well, I mean, he's smarter than, I'm going to go out on a limb and say smarter than anybody in this room, probably added together. And he's a hard worker. So you take those two qualities and he's going to be successful wherever he goes.
So talk to me about the fact that Francona and, I mean, more than anything, Epstein are forces behind this Cleveland-Chicago series.
Well, Epstein, certainly. He is, as my colleague and friend Charlie Pierce has said, if the Cubs do win the World Series, Theo Epstein goes immediately into the Hall of Fame, and he will arrive there having walked over some significant body of water. Because any man who can break the Red Sox curse and the Cubs curse from the front office is certainly deserving of that sort of celebration. And Terry Francona, I think he got a raw deal when he left Boston. All he did was preside over two World Series championships. Yeah. And my contact with him was minimal when I was here. I talked to him a couple of times. The aforementioned brother-in-law coached Terry's son on the baseball team at Lawrenceville, so we chatted about that a little bit one day. He always seemed to me to be a very nice guy, as well as a very smart manager with a reputation for being a player's manager, which means he didn't let the guys on the field take the heat. He took it for them.
Yeah.
And he's doing a heck of a job with the Indians, no question about it.
Well, what are you going to be watching for the rest of the series?
I'm going to be watching to see if the Cubs can hit. I mean, that maybe they can hit somebody else besides the two pitchers that they faced and did so poorly against last night, which is, of course, the story of this postseason. The Cubs, when they hit, look like nobody is going to beat him. And when they don't hit, they look as if almost anybody could beat him. And again, it's a demonstration of the first rule of baseball, which is pitching triumphs overall.
Yeah. Well, let's switch gears here for a second and talk about another big Boston story. And that's that Kenyan marathoner Rita Jeptu has been stripped of her 2014 Boston Marathon victory for using a banned substance. Now, she originally tested positive for a banned blood booster back in the fall of 2014. Today, her ban was doubled to 4 years and retroactively disqualified her, again, so retroactively, from the 2014 mm-hmm. marathon. So what do you make of this?
I never know quite what to make of these stories. Obviously, there are rules and there are certain substances which are banned, and athletes, no matter what the sport happens to be, know that ramifications and repercussions of using those substances. On the other hand, I kind of go along with some athletes who have said these drug tests really aren't drug tests, they're intelligence tests, and if you have any intelligence, you can take the drugs and still beat the tests. And the best example of that, of course, was Lance Armstrong for years and years and years, who correctly stated, I've never failed a drug test, and yet for years and years and years was using drugs that he wasn't, and techniques, blood boosting and everything else that he wasn't supposed to be using. So I'm always a little, I always wonder if they, do they catch only people who've really broken the rules, and do they let a lot of people who have broken the rules get by, and do they sometimes trip up people who've gone into the wrong supplement store and inadvertently ingested something they weren't supposed to ingest? This whole business has always seemed to me a little bit dubious.
Well, Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game. You can hear it every Saturday on WBUR at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Bill, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
For me as well. Thanks for the opportunity.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.